When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's August, the home stretch for summer vacations, and since a lot of people are flying, there will be plenty to complain about. And Marianne's been looking into what people gripe about most. Marianne?
I know this is a topic that I know you are obsessed with.
Everybody is.
You want to know what people are thinking when you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is no surprise, Bob, that it's often a hassle to fly, as we know ourselves with all the flights that are full and prices high and cancellations and delays and less legroom than ever before
mm-hmm.
on board.
Yep.
But there is so much more that people are getting annoyed by.
Yeah, and a lot of what we get upset about, fellow travelers, right?
Exactly. We are upset with our fellow travelers for the things that they do. And so there's been this survey, a recent survey of travelers, and people ranked airplane etiquette, the behaviors that Americans find most unacceptable on a flight. I don't know how this compares to what you think.
Well, removing shoes and socks, is that number one?
No, it's not number one, but I do have the top 10 egregious acts that Americans find most unacceptable.
Oh, good. All right, let's hear them.
Okay, starting with, number 10, not setting their devices to airplane mode. Now, I have actually been told by the person sitting next to me that my phone is not on airplane mode. Has that happened to you?
No. How do they know? Or why do they care?
They're looking.
Oh. No. Okay.
Why do they care? They care because they might think that it could interfere with, you know,
the systems, the communication systems.
Yeah. So it's for their safety, probably. I now do that all the time, because if you're going to use the internet, the in-flight, or anything, I mean, like, really the reason to do that is because if not, your phone uses up a lot of battery life because mm-hmm. it's continuously roaming in a place where it's not going to get, you know, cellular.
That's
so
right.
Mm-hmm. I now just turn it off also.
Yeah, I do
but
too.
People get upset by this.
Hmm. What else?
Okay, the next one is exiting before people in the front row. Now, this really bothers me so much. It's like, whoever's fastest just gets to go. And, you know, you don't let the people who are in front of you, who are maybe on the window seat or the middle seat, get out. How rude is that?
It is. And
that
sometimes
would be number one for me.
They announce occasionally we're late. Some people have to make connections, so let those people go first. But I think people take advantage of that, though, too.
Oh, people just do that. People are just rude. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the next one is not listening to the safety demonstration pre-flight.
Yeah,
now, does that bother you when people...
You know what? I have to say, I think it's important to pay attention, but if the person next to me is not, I don't really think about that. But it's number 8 on this list, huh?
It's number 8 on this list, yeah. This is, like, amazing to me. All right, the next one is eating strong-smelling food. Now, when people are eating strong-smelling food that is good, I just wish that I had done that, that I had brought some.
Well, you don't want to bring something on the plane that does smell good, because then you feel like you're going to have to share it.
Yeah, I know. And one of the things that you and I do like to get, and, you know, like, to me, this is my favorite airport food. It's Frontera Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have their soups, oh, my goodness, that soup, that tortilla soup that they make, that is so fantastic to eat.
It is good, and it doesn't cost $48 either. It's reasonable for the airport, I mean.
For the airport. My only complaint about that is that they need to put it in either, like, double the container or something else, because Do you remember this one time when I was coming through and I had it in a bag, mm-hmm. and it was hot and it ate through like the bottom of the container and the bag, and there was soup all over as people were trying to board the plane.
That was a mess. Yeah, because you like to save it, you know, wait and don't have it till you're up in the air. All right, let's get to number
exactly.
six.
So apparently that bothers people. All right, number six is using both armrests when someone is sitting next to them.
Oh, yeah, this is very controversial. We've talked about this. If you're in the middle seat, though, aren't you entitled to both armrests? Is that how it works? No.
No, I don't think so. I don't know what the etiquette of that is. We should ask Johnny Jet.
Yeah, I will.
Who flies a lot. But you know what happened? You know, we were in California this last weekend, and on the way back, the guy sitting next to me, he didn't want to put the armrest up at all.
Oh, so that's no good.
It was weird because I was like, just mm-hmm. rubbing shoulders with him, well, and it was a little weird.
Maybe he wanted to get close to you.
I don't think so. No, but he just didn't want the armrest there at all. Okay, so the next one is leaving trash in the seat back pocket. That is, you are the number one,
offender. Well, look where you offender, say, you know, I put it in there and then I take it out of there when the flight attendant comes by to collect the trash. What else am I supposed to do with it?
Bob, I have seen you, and this is your MO, okay? The woman passes by, or the man, whatever, with the trash, and you don't put it in, and then you add to it.
No, I don't. I'm trying to be neat and clean until they collect the garbage, and I'm storing it in the seat pocket.
All right.
Let's go to number four.
The number four is watching a movie or anything on your device without headphones. Mm-hmm. Who is guilty of that?
Here's what I don't understand, and I know sometimes you you get on me for this, but once in a while I'll be listening to something on my phone and I have the volume turned almost off and I'm holding the phone up right on my ear so I don't
everyone
disturb anybody.
Hears it.
No, and you claim you hear that. Well, what I don't understand is when I'm asking you something, you can never hear me. But if I'm listening at super low level and the device is right against my ear, that you hear. I don't understand
that. Everyone hears that. Everyone, the kids are always telling you that.
All right.
The kids are always saying that. All right. The next one is leaving their seat during turbulence.
Yeah, especially okay. lately with all these news stories you hear. Yeah, that is bad because, you know, I don't want some body flying around the plane that could possibly injure me and others.
Exactly. Then the next one, number two, is getting drunk.
Of course.
And we have all seen that happen plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think drinking is so it's such a great thing to do when you're up at that altitude.
No, and people, they get drunk at the airport before they even get on the plane.
I know, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And then the number one thing that people are very upset about that they think is the most terrible thing ever when they're flying is letting their kids play in the aisle. Letting other people's kids play in the aisle.
Well, you know what? The people who get upset about that are people who haven't tried to travel with kids. Yeah,
exactly. And by the way, I want to add my own personal pet peeves that are not in this list, like loud talking. Some people who just talk the whole time through and they won't shut up and they're like right next to you. They're talking to somebody else.
That's a good one.
And kicking seats.
Mm-hmm.
That is another one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Kicking the back of the seat. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you got on the Savvy Planet website for people to enjoy this weekend?
Well, just think about our latest weekend trip to the farmer's market, and you're going to know what my recipe is going to be. We were just there. I bought a ton of fresh garlic, chives, mushrooms, and cheese from the cheese people, and I had to come home and cook it, and I came up with a mushroom carbonara that is so delicious that we couldn't even finish it because I made so much of it, and it's frozen, and we are going to enjoy that possibly tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell you that is a good one.
So good.
Subscribe to Savvy Planet, and you'll get that recipe in your inbox, and that's where you can find all of Marianne's recipes, which I personally test. I vouch for them. I am the official tester. At SavvyPlanet.com, S-A-V-V-Y, then you put a little hyphen in there before the word planet. All right, Marianne, I will be very polite the next time I'm flying with you, I promise.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.